started a process and trying to get the minister to engage with the Moretti. A number of weeks back, there was a group set up throughout the whole county, which I was quite proud to be part of. But unfortunately, the minister made a decision not to meet with the Moretti Tuachtain when he was in Donegal. And I felt that was very disrespectful. Bear in mind that the Moretti are the backbone of the Gaeltacht in terms of the Irish students. Now, I asked Thomas Pringle to raise this for me as a PQ in Leinster House, which he has. I also been in contact with the minister's staff in terms of how this engagement between the minister and the Moretti is going to happen. To date, they haven't had a meeting yet. I am told that there will be a communication sent to them in the next couple of days, and I would be asking other TDs within the county to try to raise this very important issue in Leinster House at any opportunity.
Do we have any indication as to what compensation is to be provided and how and when it's going to be paid?
Well, this is the big question. If you look at the compensation that was provided last year, I felt it was a snub to the Moretti. The Moretti are, in terms of their labour, the contribution to the Irish language is of far more value than what was given to them last year. Bear in mind that the Moretti and the Gaeltacht communities depend heavily on this to pay mortgages, to put children through college, to pay for everyday living. But unfortunately, the COVID scheme did not cover them. If this was any other sector, they would not be left behind. But it shows the disrespect and the ignorance of the government towards the Irish language community.